Now, you know, recently Pee Wee Herman was arrested for indecent exposure, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, and, you know, that's really sad because he was such a funny guy, and I have a feeling that's going to be the downfall to his career. But, you know, Pee Wee, you know, you got caught with your little Pee Wee there, and I'll tell you, it's not a good idea to be doing that. I mean, if you're going to do it, don't get caught, and especially in a, boy, an adult movie house. Well, that's really sad, you know, because I was a bit of a Pee Wee Herman fan. However, I'll tell you, we were able to get a quote from Pee Wee, and I asked him, you know, Pee Wee, you know, Mr. Rubens, I didn't think you were like that. I mean, what's the deal? And he said,
"There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about."
Oh, yeah? Like what?
"Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand."
Yeah, well, those things got you caught, Pee Wee. Let me tell you, sitting in that adult theater doing those strange things that we couldn't understand? Well, all I can say is, you know, I mean, that's tough, and, you know, there goes your career. I mean, what are you going to tell all those kids all across the world now? Pee Wee Herman, what are you going to tell those kids?
"You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me."
Yeah, well, Pee Wee, I guess that's your thing, but how do you feel now?
"I'm a loner."
Oh, yeah?
"A rebel."
A place where our sound engineers and program directors want you to bend over while we fill this donut, comes Picture Phone at 761-3330 for a baker's dozen of fresh new stuff.
Picture Phone.
"Hello."
"Hello there."
"What's happening?"
Wolfman. "Hey, is it a full moon out or what?"
"It's almost the witching hour."
"Yeah, I was going to say, is there a full moon out or what?"
"Hey, I don't know, but you know what?"
"What's that?"
"I saw Boys in the Hood, man, and I didn't get shot." "How's it going, Paul?"
"Pretty good. How you doing, Wolfie?"
"Hey, I can't complain, man. I heard you're taking live interviews here."
"Yeah, you know, but the last couple of guys are pretty dead, but it's nice to hear somebody with a sense of humor on the phone."
"Hey, well, thank you very much."
"So what have you been doing with yourself these days, Wolf?"
Been watching a lot of movies, you know what I mean?"
"Yeah, I hear you're running a little thing on the REC telephone network."
"Yeah, 407-1400-048 off the main menu, man."
"There you have it. Yeah, so if anybody wants to hear the infamous Wolfman Jack film reviews, boy, they're pretty hairy, I'll tell you that."
"Yeah, but I do it in my normal voice, you know what I mean?"
"I know, that's the one that doesn't growl so much."
"Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a ringy-dingy there."
"Well, I appreciate that. And how are the crickets?"
"Hey, they're still chirping because they eat a lot of clear still, okay." "You gonna put that on there, aren't you?"
"Yeah, oh yeah, definitely."
"You gonna put everything that I said on here?"
Yeah, everything except for your name, rank, and social security number."
"Hey, you won't use it against me in a court of law, right?"
"No, I won't even use it in front of you."
"Okay, yeah, don't practice this at home because, you know, they tell me not to quit my day job. It might be dangerous."
"Hey, Wolfie, why don't you be sure and tell Frankenstein and Dracula about Picture Phone, won't you?"
"Oh, okay, hey. Dial Picture Phone at 761-3330. Paul Mack presents with William Wilde. How's that?"
"Sounds good to me, buddy."
"All right.
We sure..."
You're not a psych guy, man."
"We sure appreciate you calling in, Wolf."
"Hey, you know what? You're my buddy, right?"
"Yes, sir."
"Right on. And, hey, do your Barney Fife impersonation." "I love it."
"Yeah, he's a real guy. He's not here with us right now."
"Hey, but you know what?
What?
I got some friends here that would say 761-3330. You want to hear?"
"Yeah."
"All right, here it goes. Hey, buddy, come here. Read my lips. 761-3330. Barbara and I listen to it all the time." "I got another friend here. Watch talk to you there, Paul."
"Go for it."
"You ready?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, I hope you play all this now."
"You got it."
"Okay, don't edit me.
This is live, buddy."
"Okay, here we go. My fellow Americans, you don't have me to kick around anymore. I listen to Paul Mack every chance I get. Pat and I love it."
"There you have it."
"Hey, I got one more, okay?"
"Go for it."
"Okay, here we go. Well, Nancy and I just like to say, where's Jimmy Carter at this time? And, well, I'll vote for you, Paul Mack, if you vote for me. How's that?"
like that?
I love it. Hey, you're still the greatest.
Hey, you're the greatest, dude.
And we thank you for calling in, Wolfie.
Hey, you gotta cut me off now, man, huh? that's right, Scott, it's only a half-hour show.
Yeah, only a half-hour show.
And without any commercials, okay.
Yeah, remember, and call back next week for the week tape.
Hey, but you mean, no, it's a strong tape, not a weak tape. Come on now, give yourself some credit there, where credit's due.
Hey, we'll call on back next time, okay?
Hey, you know I will. You mean next week live?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, will you take my phone call?
We sure will.
Will you play it?
If you go out and see a movie and call us up and tell us about it.
Oh, Boys in the Hood. I forgot to tell you, man.
Real quick, tell us about
it. Okay, I'll do it my normal voice. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, Boys in the Hood.
Oh, that's a good impression.
Oh, did you? Hey, that's a Mike impersonation.
Go for it.
No, I almost gave my last name out there. Don't want to do that. Some people know it anyway. But anyways, Boys in the Hood was very good. I work for Los Angeles Unified School District, of course, and I have some buddies that work with me that were into gangs. They were gangbanging, yes.
Right.
And it's a movie about, you'll see a bunch of drive-by shooters and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
It kind of sinks in with reality of what's going on down in South Central Los Angeles.
Major.
So give it a watch because it's very well worth your while, worth your money and everything else. And you learn about how these blood scripts live together there.
I'll tell you what, Mike. I'll give it a watch, but I won't give it a Rolex. People have been shot for less.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing one. I had to put it in my pocket. I didn't trust anybody in there, but there were a lot of people in that movie, man.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in, and Wolfman 2.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys take care.
All of us, me, myself, and I, and the Wolfman, and everybody else will take care.
All right.
And you do the same. And thank you for putting me on and play me next week, will you?
You more than got it.
I mean, you'll get your call rate really high.
Yeah, and I'll be high myself.
I guarantee. And I will be naturally high, too. I don't take that kind of stuff.
Neither do I.
Hey, you're a great guy.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, and tell William Wilde I said hello, will you?
Yeah, on the week tape.
No, the song tape. You got to give credit where credit's due here.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Thank
take
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by this question.
It drives people mad, but it makes quieter engines.
That isn't a question.
Well, that's not an answer.
There is no answer. And here in the many arms of Octoglomerate, we ask the questions that can't be answered today.
From changing voices
to stretching hearts, count on Octoglomerate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Octoglomerate.
Oh, no, look out, folks. He's at it again.
Who was that?
Oh, she's my fiancé.
I don't suppose any of you would like to come along, would you?
Make your friends envious and become part of our show when you call Picture Phone each Friday and Saturday. Do it today.
Join with us and march along. Sing our big top barnyard song. We're the Barnyard Circus and we're down on the farm. We'll stay forever. You don't have to twist our arm. Join with us and march along. Sing our big top barnyard song. Everyone come on.
Hello and welcome to Paul Mac Presents, that's me, Picture Phone for the week of August 4th through the 8th of 1991. And we've been having a lot of fun here this week, and sorry to tell you, William Wilde isn't here. He's been working on Shadow of the Dragon, a very busy guy, and he's also starring in my brand new film, That Little Monster, and he's busy doing voiceovers and things for that, and busy with his recording career. It's hard to pin the guy down. Plus, it gives me a break. I don't have to pay him next week. Anyway, hey, did you know that the seashore near Guadalupe in northern Santa Barbara County might seem like an unlikely place to look for Egyptian artifacts? Yet archaeologists are planning to unearth 2 10-story temple gates, 4 35-foot statues of Pharaoh Ramses II, and 21 concrete sphinxes.
That's Sphinxes. Yes, the artifacts are what remains of the set of Cecil B. DeMille's silent epic, The Ten Commandments. When filming was completed in 1923, most of the replicated ancient Egyptian city was buried in the sand. The set is believed to be largely intact. The catch is, however, that because of coastal winds, active sand dunes like these don't stay put. The sand moves very rapidly, at least 3 feet a year. As a result, the wind-blown sand has already damaged some parts of the set that were exposed. Filmmaker Peter Bronson plans to donate the statuary to museums. Yeah, for a price. All I can say is if those things were unearthed back in 1941 when the Japanese invaded Hollywood, I'll tell you this, Spielberg would have had a lot more difficulty things with rewrites. It wouldn't have been easy, but it would have been one hell of a fight. I'll tell you that. Hey, anyway, gang, we got to get some more callers. We need you to tell your friends about Picture Phone. Picture Phone, it's all about moving pictures, movies, films, whatever you want to call it, that stuff that you find around your bathtub. It's something we need to do. We need to spread the word. So tell your friends about 761-3330 and call in this Friday and Saturday and be a Picture Phone star. Hey, let's get in with some more comments, film reviews, and crazy lunacy, as I like to say, right here on the wackiest phone line in the West. Let's do it.
When I made my mind up, I was planning on all four.
You're the only one for me. Why don't you give me a call sometime? I would love to hear from you.
Don't worry, folks. That was just a fan.
The number is 761-3330, and you can call on Friday and Saturdays to leave input for Paul or for myself for a future Picture Phone show.
Deja vu. Let me just say...
I started to say for a future Wildside show.
Can I just say something? You know, a lot of the callers are probably going to be a little confused, because when they call up...
Again?
Huh?
Confused some more?
Well, no, but the point is that something I've been wanting to say here is that when they call up on and hear the tape, and if I am hosting the tape... Mm-hmm. That following Friday and Saturday, you are to leave comments for my show in 2 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah. And then when William is hosting the tape, you are still to call up that following Friday and Saturday and leave show for my... not for my shows. No, seriously. When William is hosting the tape, then that's your cue to call up for William and leave him input. You understand it? So if you're hearing me right now, call up and leave me input.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, when you hear William next week, you call up and hear and leave input for him. Right?
Right.
Got it? Is that confusing?
Get it?
Got it?
Good.
Right.
Oh, this is Ronald Reagan. Dutiful citizens are dancing in the streets across party lines. Paul Mack's 3 years are like the recipe for mule and rabbit stew, but too good to throw away. Come to think of it, Mack's come up with something of an Edsel. And the idea is to see that there are more Pauls than there are party lines. And each time he gets more support. Paul's been around quite a while, and that's a step in the right direction. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Paul, I didn't know you know the president or the last president before. How you doing? And to William, real good recording also. Both you guys are interesting. I'd like to leave a review on Ted and Bill's Bogus Journey. It's probably one of the most fun movies of the year. These guys really got it together. And they really rock, man. They got a lot of their band is real interesting, and some of the things in the music and sound were really pretty good in the movie also. Yeah. Really strange. They go from like heaven to hell in about a couple of minutes, and they travel around all over, and they meet this guy, the Grim Reaper, and a lot of interesting parts of the movie, and the acting is real good. The movie keeps moving along. I suggest everybody go catch it. You probably like it. And the guys there are pretty hip. Ted and Bill, real trip. Anyhow, hope everybody else out there is doing well. And thanks. We'll keep it playing and the sky and gone.
What an assignment I took. I, James Bled from Bond. Bond Bred, that is. A non-secret agent now informing the public that Bond Bread is bursting with taste. There's a lot of people in this world who like to stop me. I've just got to think of new ways to inform people that Bond Bread is loaded with extra premium ingredients, never baked in haste. Being fresh out of non-secret agent school, I have a lot to learn about selling Bond Bread in this new bright red plaid wrapper that keeps Bond Bread fresher. Oh, I wish I had more confidence in me, James Bread from Bond. Well, here at least is one loaf of Bond Bread that was sold. I'll see how Bond Bread is selling here. I say, I'm not doing badly at that. Madam, I see you've just bought the last loaf of Bond bread.
Well, I always buy Bond, and yours...
James Bread from Bond.
Hmm.
And bursting with taste.
I'd like to leave a film review about a film I saw last night. I threw the film in my bathtub. It was all around the tub, and I couldn't get rid of it. It was horrible. I hope you don't go and see that film. It's disgusting.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick trips over a clue to the adventure of the missing shoe.
All right, fellas, wake up. What have you written for me today?
All right, listen, now listen. Monday, Nick, remember, you were missing a shoe.
Great, good, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, yesterday, Acme was missing a shoe.
Tough, so what, who cares?
Oh, wait a minute, now get this. And this to the day, you and Acme are sitting in the office.
I don't like it.
What's
the
matter?
Girl.
What do you mean?
What happened to the girl?
Oh, the girl, you want the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, give him the girl. Manny, give him the girl.
Okay, all right, Nick limped strode back to the office.
He's strong, Manny.
Only to find the girl waiting for the flat foot, restlessly.
Hello, Nick.
Something told me you'd be here.
Bet it was two bald riders with glasses.
Speaking of glasses, baby, there's a pair in my drawers.
I noticed.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, Nick!
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this.
Here I sit, broken hearted, tried to shit, but only farted. And then I thought I'd take a chance and wound up crapping in my pants.
And now back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
I'm scared, Nick.
Don't worry, baby. I've had this operation.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, but I do mind, Nick. Like a puppy. I'll do anything you say.
Okay, sit. Now, roll over and fetch my shoe.
Oh, I can't find your shoe, Nick, but I do have this darned sock.
Sock?
Tune in again tomorrow to the Firesign Theater's Nick Danger when the script says...
Oh, my head. Wait till I get my hands on those writers.
Hey, come on, Nick.
Silence.
You asked me to write
a girl. This is Ken Scaler from Tarzan, and I'd like to review a movie that I saw. I saw Edward Scissorhands for the first time, even though it's been out a while. I saw it on video cassette. And I just want to say the first half was really good, because not only was the part played by Johnny Depp good, but the part of the two adoptive parents, the Avon lady and her husband, they were very funny, and I like the parody aspect, mainly that everyone's watering their lawns in the suburbs. All the houses are pink, green, blue, yellow, pink, green, blue, yellow, and all this other stuff was really funny. All the old cars, and, you know, that dude from The Breakfast Club, the little kid, Anthony Michael Hall, that's it. He played a good part as a bad guy, which I thought he was too nerdy to even do. But then in the second half, you know, after Edward robs the house by accident, and, you know, and all the people think he's like the Antichrist, and then they chase him to the mountain where his old mansion used to be. I mean, it's very sad towards the end, and that he can't have his love interest, who's played by Winona Ryder. So, you know, the thing is that the movie I thought was going to be funny, it was directed by Tim Burton, who's known for camp films like Batman and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but then it just got to be a downer the last half, and didn't laugh as much, and just got depressed, you know, not really depressed, but movie depressed. So anyway, that's my opinion on Edward Scissorhands. I'd give it 2 stars out of 4. The first half is great, the second half, but I mean, watch it, don't watch it. I'm not going to say whether I recommend it or not. I'm kind of not a thumbs up or thumbs down, but
never mind.
Mom, I'll be off in a second.
That's okay. Is that Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy, are you
there? I'm on hold right now, Mom.
Well, who are you talking to?
I was talking to her mom. Can you hang up?
Sure.
Good cover, anyway. So I give it not a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but a sideways thumbs. Anyway, this has been Ken Scaler. Bye-bye.
Treat me like a hoot. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me. Break my faithful heart.
I can tell by the screaming babes out there that that's my cue, of course, to take center stage and to tell you that that's about going to do it for Picture Phone this week at 761-3330. And a couple of films I could recommend you go see The Doctor. I saw him. He told me I've got terminal brain damage. But seriously, it's a great film starring William Hurt. It's a great sort of a tear-jerking comedy, and I was just a tear jerk sitting in there in the audience watching it, all the things happening up there. But go see it. And other films you can go see, of course, include Terminator 2. And I haven't seen Doc Hollywood yet, but there's another doctor you may want to check out with a little bit more of a trendy feeling to him. Anyway, other lines in the 818 area code you can call would be the Comedy Music line at 701-9390. There's K-Phone at 344-5000. Observatory at 786-0001. And the REC Voice Bridging System at 407-1400. And that certainly is last and least. Hey, anyway, look, gang, I'm going to be taking live calls this Thursday night from 9 p.m. till 11 p.m., so I want you to call in and talk to me. Talk about anything you want, and, well, movies, too, if you like, and we'll run it on next week's tape. Remember to call in Friday and Saturday if you don't want to talk to me live and leave your input, and this recording most certainly will repeat momentarily. Just don't get busted doing any dirty things this weekend, will you? Thank you.
Then start a circus in your own backyard.
With you, I want to harmonize.
I feel the same, and now my big surprise.
Ooh! That's gross.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cabrini Circus proudly presents, for the first time anywhere, Pee Wee Herman.
My, don't we lick lush this morning?
Today we're going to review two of the latest films out on video and in the theater. First in the theater, Terminator 2, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. What can we say about this film? It cost $92 million to make. They're getting close to breaking even after 4 weeks of release. Here's what Arnold has to say.
Listen to me now and hear me later. This is the best movie of the year, and you'd better see it, or I'll have to come over there and teach you a lesson.
What else can we say besides you better go see the movie? Now on video, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World has just been released. It's very, very old, 1963. The cost, $29.98 for two cassettes. Chock full of greats from the old comedy school with many favorites who are no longer with us. Jack Benny, Ethel Merman, Dick Shawn, and Phil Silvers. The video is letterboxed to preserve the comedy's ultra Panavision widescreen horizontal shape. And the film has been returned to its original roadshow engagement length. All 3 hours and 8 minutes of it. Here are some memorable moments from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Phil Silvers.
Come on, will you move? Will you quit staring? What are you doing there? Down there?
Jonathan Winters.
Oh, no rats. This is a bike for a little girl. Lady, you either get out of this truck or I will throw you out of this truck.
Terry Thomas.
Well, at least you can give me the keys so at least I could press on.
That one was terrible. Here's Ethel Merman.
Drive on, you big stupid idiot!
Sid Caesar.
Burglars could break in and walk away with everything, and we can't even get out!
And of course, the late, great Jimmy Durante.
It's a big W, I tell you!
Thank you for calling Picture Phone. Next week, we may have some others. But if the impressions get better, we'll soon find out. Thank you for calling Picture Phone, movie and video review.
If you missed any portion of this program, just stay on the line, and it will repeat momentarily.
Here we go again.